as far as I know, this is G talking to G, right?
Yes, the show is called Double G.
Double G? What does that mean? Does that mean something? What is Double G? Oh, that's me and you. Okay, that's cool. So, you were mentioning something in our previous conversation about rising intolerance, right?
Yes.
You were talking about the fact that that in each country there appears to be this growing kind of hate, maybe between people, maybe towards minorities, maybe towards other groups. And this intolerance is not just in one place. Now we can see it sort of spreading from I don't know, country to country, perhaps like that. And it's very visible now to people because we now have access to digital media. So, you know, you can check what's happening with people through Facebook, through YouTube. There are many other ways that people can connect together. So, what's your take? What's your take? Because this is obviously on your radar. This is important for you. So,
yes. What I think is that when people come in power, like you have Donald Trump over there, you have the Prime Minister here, Narendra Modi. So what happens is they magnify the voice of the people. So the thing is that racism has not increased when Donald Trump came or the our Prime Minister came. What happened was when racism was happening, but it was under the blankets when they were not there. So what happens is when these leaders came and they openly promoted these things, that it is okay to be racist towards some people, it is okay to be sexist with women. So what happened was it magnified those people. So they were happy, like, so we don't have to do it. It was like, we don't have to do it in our homes, we can do it publicly now. So what I think is that they have magnified the leaders, the world leaders, the environment is such that they have magnified the racism that was predominantly done by people in their homes or in their locality. So now they are coming openly, what I think.
Okay, so have you experienced this where you are? Are there any examples like where you live or around where you live where you've seen this happen?
Yes, everywhere. India is in news, I guess, every 3 to 4 days because of some of the other hate crime that is happening. So I'll tell you a very recent story in India. An 8-year-old Muslim girl was raped. 8-year-old Muslim girl was raped for just to give a message to the Muslims that they are not allowed to enter our area. That was the message that they wanted to pass, and they passed it by raping an 8-year-old girl.
Okay, but we have to assume that these people are fucked up in the head, right? We have to assume that these people are not normal because those are the actions of a person who is who has serious mental problems, right?
Yes, but the thing is, I'll tell you something more. That this is the opinion that most people share, that there are some fucked up people who are doing these things, and it should not be seen as on a larger scale. But the thing was, when the Muslim girl was raped, what happened was our politicians came to protect those rapists because they believed that what they did was not a big deal. They thought that it is something that that is not a very heinous crime would happen. So they came to protect them. There was rallies all over the place so that they should not be prosecuted. There were rallies so that they should not be tried in the court. So it was a support from the government which showed that this is not something that a group of mentally fucked up people are doing. It is something that is a collective voice, that we have to give a message to minorities that they are not allowed at some places, that they are not allowed to do certain things.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think this is important for the government to give this message to people?
The government, it is a majority government. It is a very right-wing government that we are having right now. So they came to power with the help of the right wing. They came to power because it is a majority government. They don't want to listen to the minorities. That is what because they play the game of appeasement. They are pleasing the majorities, and they don't give a shit about the minorities.
Okay, is it better to have a minority government?
No, I don't think that. What I believe is that there should be equal representation. That it is not that you want a minority government, you want a majority government. If you have a minority government, see what will it was in Syria. That's what it started. So one particular group should not be in power. What I think is that equal distribution of power should be the what I would say should be the scenario that we should look
at. Okay, so let's go with this idea. What's the best way to achieve equal representation? What do you think?
It depends a lot, man. So equal representation can come from giving people opportunities which are not fortunate enough to have them. Mm-hmm. So it means that the minority people should be supported by the people who have power, who have money, so that they can also contest elections, they can also get into the institutions, that they have a decision-making role for them.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. Is that a democracy? I mean, well, what kind of government system is that then? Is that a democratic system? I'm just trying to visualize it.
Yes. It is a democratic system. But the thing is, it is a democratic system in which you have certain seats which are reserved for people who come from the minorities. Because in a democracy also, if you say that 80% of the people are right-wing and 20% of the people are left-wing, right? So in a democracy also, all the time, the people who will come to power will be from the right-wing only.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you come from a majority culture or a minority culture? What's your personal background?
I come from a minority culture.
Okay. And do you feel that there are any advantages to that, or is it all disadvantages?
Look, what I believe is that it is just a point of view, how you see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? Okay. So does that mean that some people make mistakes? That is, some people think it's good and it's not, and some people think it's bad and it's not. Because in my experience, people get what they're looking for, right? And we talked at the beginning, maybe in our previous, I can't remember if it was in the first part of the conversation that got cut off or not, but we talked about, people being angry towards other people, maybe people hating on other people. And I think that people tend to find what it is that they're looking for, right? If you want to discover a peaceful situation, then you go out and you try to find a peaceful situation. And if you want to discover a conflict, you go out and you discover a conflict. And you kind of are orientated and you gravitate towards the things that are of interest to you. Now, what's your definition of a minority culture? Can you explain that to me so that I get that clear in my head? Well, what is a minority culture?
Okay, so what I would say is that minority culture is something which is not popular. So if, like, for example, Hinduism is the majority culture in India, mm-hmm. right? So most of the people are Hindus, so they have their culture, they have their festivals, they have their holidays, each and everything. And minority culture is something that is different from what the popular opinion is.
Uh-huh, okay, so if I give you my example from where I am, if that's okay. So I live in Slovakia. Slovakia is a country of almost 6 million people. And obviously, the Slovaks with Slovak culture. Now, my background is that I'm Scottish. I was brought up in Scotland, okay? Now, as a Scottish person living in Slovakia, I have lived here for 19 years. And maybe there are, I don't know, maybe there are 20 Scottish people who have lived in Slovakia for 19 years. Maybe only 20 in the entire country, okay? So, am I a minority?
Yes, you are a minority.
In a Scottish part?
In terms of...
In
terms of representation, you are a minority.
Okay. Because I Because I feel like a minority sometimes, right? I'm like, I come from a different culture and I look around and other people are speaking a different language and I came to this country and I learned the language so I can speak the local language with the people. And it gives me a great view of their culture and their lifestyle and their habits. So I would call myself maybe I'm an extreme minority because maybe, as I said, there's maybe only 20 people in the entire country, right? Who have been here for this long and lived within the culture. Now, some people come and go. Some people are here for 3 months or 6 months or they visit or maybe 10 years and they leave. But I've been here for longer than any other Scottish people that I know. But I don't feel like a minority. I don't feel like a minority. Okay. So let me try to understand my own position here. Why is it that I don't feel like a minority? If I am a minority, why don't I feel like a minority?
Okay, so what I think is that because the majority doesn't make you feel like you are a minority.
Uh-huh.
Because, yes, they are accepting of you. They are accepting of your ways. They don't want to change you. They don't want to interfere with you. Right? So that may be the reason that you don't feel that you are a minority.
Uh-huh.
People may be more... People may be more accepting of different cultures or different point of views, mm-hmm. so that they don't want to change, don't want to interfere with you. So I guess that might be the reason that you don't feel like you are a minority.
Okay, it might be that the majority of them are most accepting. Although at the same time, you know, I have to get a foreigner's visa to stay here. Even though I'm in the European Union, I have to get a special business license. I have to go to the foreign police and get their permission to live within the country and work within the country. And, you know, from time to time, that makes my life extremely complicated because I still need permission to live and work and do my job and have my family and do business with other people and help them as well. So it's not an easy thing. And I can tell you that I've been in the foreign police station and I've been grilled, right? You know, where they sit you down and they interview you, like, why are you here? What are you doing here? You know, this is not normal that people from your country come and live in this country. What are you doing within this culture? Why is it you're here? Because I don't know if it's an extreme part of their job or they just want to understand. I don't know what it is from their perspective, but there are times when it's been, you know, really difficult for me to fit in, and I've had complications. But I don't feel anything negative towards the culture here. Yeah, I don't have any resentment. I don't have negative emotions. I don't hate anybody, and I definitely don't transfer the fear. You know, look, idiots are everywhere. Okay, you know, wherever there are people, there are going to be problems. It's just the way that we are. And I know that if I meet some silly, crazy, stupid person somewhere, I know that not everyone is like that, right? And I've got this faith and trust in humanity that there are more good people than bad people, and that hopefully one bad apple, you know, doesn't spoil the whole bunch. So so I think I understand what it is to be a minority, having lived in a foreign country and a foreign culture. And I'm going to tell you, the culture is different. The music is different. The daily habits are different. The food is different. The language is different. Yeah, people still have cars and live in houses and flats and, go to football matches and things like that. But it's different, right? Because, you know, every country exists for a reason. Right, the culture.
Yes,
every country exists for a reason, because the culture of that part of the world is something that is different from other places. So, what do you think? Apart from the representation, is there anything else that you think people can do to help themselves if they feel like they're a minority and they don't have a lot of control? Is there anything else they can do? Let's give some advice. We've got about a minute left in our conversation.
Yes. So what I think is that people should be more open to different experiences. They should not just be limited to their house, to their religion, to their social circles. They should expand, because the more people you know from the different cultures, the more you know that they are also just like you. They are just normal people like you. So it is important that multiculturalism is promoted in each and everything. So I guess that more people you know, so the less people you hate. What I think.
Oh, that's great. I love that. The more people you know, the less people you hate. That's beautiful, man. That's really beautiful. I'm going to have to keep that in the back of my mind. Okay. Well, I think our conversation is, I think the 50 minutes is up. Thank you very much, mate. Yes. That was...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.